Awesome.
Okay.
Felicia, thank you for having me here at Co-ology.
Of course.
Is it Co-ology or
Co-ology? Co-ology.
Co-ology.
Co-ology. So thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Film was awesome.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you today.
We are. No,
seriously.
So I'm just going to start. So Co-ology. So one of the things that I like about our space, so it's a shared office space, but it's also a gathering space, much like Ottawa was that place to come and gather. And this is my thing. I like to do this because it brings people together. We could do the deep dives and we get to share ideas, but we get to do this, these intimate conversations about passion projects, why we do what we get, I call them deep dives, so
right.
Fireside chats. So thank you for coming and choosing us, because that was major. That's major, seriously. Yes,
supporting us,
of course.
People like you make it possible for people like me to do what I'm doing.
Right. Of course, we're all in. So, I just wanted, but for me, so it's an honor, and I wanted to say thank you for, because I wanted to, I definitely wanted to ask you questions, because even though I'm here, I'm a native Detroiter, mm-hmm. I didn't always know the Idyllwild story.
Right.
I did not know the story. Just give us a little bit of backdrop. I know we watched the movie,
okay.
But for people who may not know the story or the history, give us a little bit about Idyllwild.
So, for me, I wouldn't say that I'm a historian,
mm-hmm.
but I
mm-hmm.
have done some research since I visited Idyllwild last year. So what landed me in Idyllwild, I was on vacation,
mm-hmm.
went to Summer Oasis, which is ran by a gentleman named Cedric. I can't recall
right.
his last name right now.
Right.
But it's a musical glamping festival, and he has this every year in August in
okay.
Idyllwild, off of the water.
Right.
And so Cedric had this beautiful space with tents and music, house music, and
right.
all these beautiful black people, and you know, it was just something
big
that
party.
I had never experienced. Yes, a
big
huge
party, right?
And so, you know, while I was there, I ended up wandering around the entire little township with my camera. I just saw, you know, such beauty in nature,
mm-hmm.
That it just captivated me, and I was motivated
right.
to
it's a beautiful
be a part
space.
Of it.
It is a beautiful space.
It is, and so. What happened is a friend of mine, Rashawn, brought this gentleman back to our camper
okay.
to take us to Myers.
Nice.
And the funny part about it was when she brought back Charles, I had already met Charles earlier
okay.
that weekend.
Right.
And
right.
so I was like, hey, I know you, you know. And
right.
so, you know,
right.
I'm still
right.
kind of reluctant because I'm from Detroit. You know,
yeah.
you can't just jump
yeah,
in
yeah.
the car and go wandering off with somebody.
Right.
And so,
right. Right.
You know,
right.
jumped in the car. It was me, her, Ulysses, and Trinity, which is
right.
one of their other friends. And, you know,
right.
we're in this pickup truck and Charles is taking us to Myers because we wanted to make a charcuterie board. I don't know why
yes.
we had to have a charcuterie board. Because
it's glamping in
exactly.
Idyllwild. Okay.
Exactly.
It's glamping.
Exactly.
Okay.
And so while we're on our way to Big Rapids, which is like a 30-minute drive
got
from
it.
Where we were,
got it.
Charles kept stopping. And so
nice.
He just kept stopping and showing us different things, which is what you saw in the movie.
Nice.
And,
nice.
You know, it just really motivated me
yes.
to just be a part of it and come back and just, you know, support the community.
Exactly. And so he's been there how long? Is he a native Michigan?
He's from Detroit. No, actually,
oh.
I want to say, what is that? Inkster. He's from
got
Inkster.
It. Got
but
it.
But basically, he worked in Detroit all his life.
Okay.
Now he's retired, and that was always his dream to live there.
Nice.
And so now he has built a house, and
nice.
He's building the, don't, I don't want to tell
with,
too much of the story.
Yeah, well,
but yeah, he's building what we saw.
Right,
and
right.
And he's there full-time permanently.
Nice. Beautiful space. I love it. Tell us about, because you're a filmmaker, so tell us about your little bit of your background, because then I'll kind of
okay.
segue into that. But tell us about your background, because
okay.
it wasn't until yesterday. I don't know. It's weird.
It
is so weird. I did not realize that you were a screenwriter,
mm-hmm.
a director, and a producer,
right.
and an award-winning director, screenwriter, and producer. So, and I'm like, how did, no, but it's true because I did not know that. And I'm like, yes, my girl is, yeah. So tell us a little bit about that and how you got started in film.
Well, the funny thing is, it's interesting how I got started in film. I started going to Wayne State University, I want to say back in maybe 2010.
Got it.
I don't even remember.
Got it.
Horrible with dates. But in any event, it's when we had our film incentive and
yes.
some type of conversation between my now ex-husband.
Okay.
He was like, you know, hey, you should go to film school. Nice. You know, and I was like, huh, you know, and I don't remember the details. This is just me giving you the clip notes for
the
version.
Got it.
And so I ended up at Wayne State, and while I was at Wayne State, I joined this group that was supported by the Michigan Film Office called the Michigan Creative Alliance. Michigan Creative Film Alliance is the name.
Nice.
And so that was a collaboration between Michigan State, U of M, and also Wayne State. So the idea was that the best students in the film program would work together to make a project in the summer.
Okay.
And so the first year that I worked on the project with the Michigan Film Office, I ended up being the co-producer. I came in, I can't remember what my original position was, but I was so good at various parts of filmmaking that I kind of like rose up the ranks and ended up earning a co-producer credit.
Wow.
And so from there, the next year they had the program, I was still in school, they wanted me to be the producer, which was in charge of the whole entire project.
Nice.
And so with that, I had like 30 people up under me, which is uncommon for someone in film school in Michigan. You know, we just don't have that opportunity.
Gotcha.
So I got a better opportunity than average students going through film programs in Michigan. And so from there, we put together a film. We worked on a project called Downriver, which is a project that you saw where we won. We won like 4 or 5 awards for that. And it's on my website, actually. You can check out the whole entire film.
Nice.
And so, that kind of like propelled me into film. But the funny thing about it is that once the film incentives died, I kind of like most or a lot of people that were in the industry kind of, you know, went back to regular jobs, as we call them, and kind of died off. And, you know, I started working at a mortgage restoration company. But anyway, whole nother story.
Right.
And so was very unsatisfied with that job.
Right.
And was literally hoping.
Okay.
And so, you know.
Got it.
You know, but as obligations, because I'm a single parent.
Exactly.
You know, I have to pay the bills.
Exactly.
But I'm like, Jesus Christ, I don't know if I could do this, you know, 9 to 5 thing, whatever.
Right.
And so they ended up, they were downsizing, they ended up laying me off. They didn't want to lay me off because I'm so adorable, but they...
Of course you are.
Right.
Of course you
are. So they ended up laying me off eventually. And the next week I called my professor from Wayne State. Mind you, I hadn't talked to her in God knows how long.
Right.
And that's Juanita Anderson. Shout out to Juanita. I love her. She's a mentor of mine.
Nice.
And so I said, in between jobs right now, do you have anything, any projects that you know that are available?
Right.
And so from there, she referred me to, she was working on this project called Family Pictures USA, which is huge, well, I don't want to say huge, but it's huge to me, you know, as a Detroiter.
Right.
And so it's a PBS production that will be coming out, I believe, in August or September of this year, 2019.
Okay.
And so anyway, she referred me to that position as a production assistant, which, you know, production assistants are, you know, just the... I don't want to say they're on the lower pole. We'll put it that way.
Got it.
And so, but, you know, I worked on that, and, you know, I got the bug. And so I was like, and it was funny because I met so many interesting people while I was working on that. I met Detroiters. I met Jermaine Jordan. I met Marsha Philpott.
She's amazing. Marsha is amazing.
Love her.
Marsha's
amazing. And the funny thing is Marsha, and she probably doesn't even remember this, when I was on that project, she looked at me and she said, "So what next?" And I was like,
classic Marsha.
Yeah.
Classic Marsha.
Like, you know, I'm thinking to myself, what next?
Yes.
And so from there, I started curating or working on my own talk show at home with my one camera or two cameras. I had a friend of mine, which is actually our videographer today. Shout out to Tanya.
Tanya.
Who was so kind to support me.
Yeah.
And, you know, help me get that show going. And so that gained a lot of attention. You know, we did the talk show. And it's like I'm talking forever, but anyway.
No, please. We want to know all about you.
And so we did the talk show, and then from there I ended up in Idlewild.
Yeah.
Idlewild, we went to the With Love from Idlewild, which is what you just saw, which is the docuseries.
And it's beautiful, by the way. Kudos to you. Really, it's beautiful. Good work. Good work.
And from there we went to the film festival, which is what brings us here today.
I love it. I love it. Michigan. So a part of the film that I noticed in the film, you know, we're moving back to, we're called the creative state. I'm a native Michigan gander, Detroiter. I don't always see that. Coming up, I didn't always feel that. And so they're moving back, and I do notice that. So, you know, do you see us getting bigger in the industry? Because we were doing well one time until the credits were cut for film industry.
Yes.
Well, I mean, where do you think we're going with that
lately? Like we are.
Are we headed there?
What's beautiful about it is that people are not waiting on government.
I love it. Independent projects.
Government has been supportive. I will say that I have gained the support of the Michigan Film Office for the Idlewild Film Festival. Shout out to them as well. But people are not waiting on government. And that's the difference. We're taking the initiative to create our own projects. You know, make our own opportunities.
So when it comes to funding, how do they... How do you, I guess, creatively fund those projects? Because the money is not there like it used to be.
We get, for me, I am a fiscally sponsored project.
Okay.
So I am allowed to accept donations that are tax deductible.
Say that again.
I am a fiscally sponsored project. Donations are.
It's important that we sponsor, and that's going to segue to my next little segment with you. But yes, go ahead.
And another thing is that I've also received donations from the community. People that are excited about the festival have been donating. People have sent me donations. And the funny thing, I mean, it's just so amazing how many people are being supportive to this project because they understand how important it is.
It is. And it's our love story. It's our history. We don't get to talk about. So, yeah, that's pretty amazing. We were talking about a little while ago, I don't know if it was you or someone put up a post on social media, and they were talking about like the phenomenal job that women are doing in film now. They have all of these women who are headline doing these major Shonda Rhimes and just various people. In your opinion, what are the barriers and how hard is it for black women, and I have to say that because we're black women, but to get those major projects and the funding and the backing and the work that's necessary in the industry? I mean,
I would say, of course, it always comes down to the money. Yeah. And a lot of times people, like for me, I'll speak for me personally. A lot of people that I went to school with, they had family that had money. So they were able to have access to different equipment, you know, than what I was able to have access to. So they were able to make projects with a better production value than what I could make. So for women, especially women of color or women like me, I've just become very creative and just determined to do it by any means necessary, for lack of a better way of saying it.
But you know, technology evens that playing field now.
It doesn't even it because especially when it comes to film festivals, like we were talking about Sundance and all those things. They look for specific levels of quality in the production that you're not going to get with a, you know, 1080. Yeah. You're just not going to get it with regular HD. So that's one of the barriers. That's what I believe. You know, this is my personal opinion.
So it made me immediately think about the project. Okay, so you know we both love Spike Lee, right?
Right.
When you go back to his original film, what was that?
What was the first one?
That is terrible. How are we going to love Spike Lee and don't?
She's gotta have it.
So, like, how was that filmed? Like, because he didn't have much.
He raised money for that. I don't know what the amount was, but even today's standard, he had somewhat of a budget.
For the equipment, going back to the quality of equipment,
was considered quality for that time. Maybe not the best quality, but it was damn sure not.
For that time.
Cheesy.
Okay.
It was still definitely.
What can we do to get more girls in film? Because that's always major for me. Having our young ladies tell their own stories, become, shaping their own narratives. How can we get them more into film? And then, you know, projects and programs that cater to that creativity. How can we do that? Or what do you think is necessary?
Good question. I don't know what the answer is, but I know what I'm doing. Like, for instance, my festival is a women's film festival.
I don't say
women's film festival. I say Idlewild International Film Festival.
I
feel like I have to say women's.
Yes.
But if you read the description, you will see that it is for women.
Yeah,
it's for women that have above-the-line positions.
What does above-the-line mean?
Director, producer, something along those lines. Positions. Those are the positions that are important. You know,
understandable.
But yeah, it's just not a lot of opportunities for women above the line. And so my film festival highlights women that have those positions and also cinematographers. Because a lot of women don't get the opportunity to become cinematographers.
I agree with you. Mm-hmm. They do not.
They don't. I'll use myself as an example. When I was in film school, the guys are more aggressive. They're mm-hmm. more confident to go and play with that camera. We're women yeah, yeah. are like, oh, I might break it. You know, we're just taught different. We are, you know, or it's intimidating. You know?
Right.
You know, I really commend the women yeah. that get in there and grab that camera and, right. you know, take ownership over it because that's important.
It
and
is.
And I learned that actually with Love from Idlewild because I was one of those women who had the, I would say the eye for it.
Gotcha.
But I never had the opportunity to really explore it. Mm. And so when I had that camera and I was wandering around and I got back and I saw that footage, I was like, well, damn, this shit is kind of good there.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was good.
I was like, I did
it
this,
was good.
You, know?
You did that. You did that. No, seriously.
And so, yeah, that changed me a lot. And that's yeah. why I feel like it's yeah. so important to highlight women filmmakers and make sure that they have access to things like that.
Exactly.
And I'm also offering a workshop at the festival
nice.
That will be taught by nice. A woman filmmaker.
I love it.
Just the basics of cameras.
You I love
know,
it.
Just to get their hands on
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
get
yeah, yeah.
And then you'll,
yeah.
you know, grow from there.
I love it. Amazing. Amazing. Who inspired you the most in film and why? Your top two.
Oh my God, who inspired me?
Do you have
That's
a top
funny.
Two?
I was thinking about that too. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't think of a second one.
It's okay.
But I will tell you who I love the most, and it's the weirdest thing, and it just doesn't make sense. But I love Darren Aronofsky.
Okay.
Black Swan.
I love
his style. I love it. I don't know why.
Wow.
It's such a weird, quirky thing, but I'm kind of weird and quirky.
That's
so.
Okay. I haven't yeah. seen it, so I'm going to have to go check it out.
Yeah, and then what was the other one? Requiem for a Dream.
I'm sorry, what was
Requiem
that?
Requiem for a Dream.
Ah.
With one of the Wayans brothers, Marlon, I believe, was in there.
I've not seen that or heard of it.
God, you gotta watch it.
Really?
It's awesome. Cinematography is awesome.
Nice. What's next?
What's next?
After?
After?
I don't know. What do you hope? I should say, more so, what's more than what's next? What do you hope will come from this?
Well, I want to. My dream, I will say, is to make Idlewild the next.
I agree.
And to make
wouldn't that be cool?
It can
wouldn't
be.
That be cool?
Make it the next Sun better than Sundance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to be, the festival is going to be Afro-centered. Doesn't mean,
why not?
You know, we're not going to say, oh, it's an African-American film festival, because why
yeah.
limit ourselves?
Yeah.
But the content is definitely Afro-centered. And
telling our stories.
To
yes.
bring their stories along. I love international stories.
Yes.
I love foreign
yes.
films, all of that. So that's what I envision.
It is good that you brought that up, because it just brought me to another point, because you do have an international film festival, and it would be so good to hear those stories across
right part of
the
world. I'm getting
exactly exactly are you good submissions? Okay. I'm
not that they're all
yeah
but I have
yeah.
some really I'm surprised really good submissions
really
good submissions. There's a guy, can't recall his name, I want to say he went to I'm
nice.
Not even gonna say because I don't.
Okay.
Know. But anyway,
yeah.
he did this piece on Afro-Cuban,
nice.
Afro-Cuban like dance or something like that.
Nice.
I watch so many films. Like I watch every single film that
nice.
Comes into the festival.
Nice.
And right now we're at like 56.
Wow.
Which to me is a lot.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
my friend Marcelle,
still,
who does the Trinity
yes.
Festival,
yes.
She said they got 400 last year.
Whoa.
I don't want to look at 400 films. I'm happy with what
yeah.
Know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. I'm really cool with what we have,
nice.
Especially this quality.
Got you.
85% of it is something that I would screen and share with other people right now.
Got you. You mentioned Marcelle, and I have not followed as much as her work, but I always hear the phenomenal work that she's
right.
doing. In your opinion, like who's making noise in the film industry locally, native Detroit?
That would be Marcelle.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's
amazing.
I don't like know her personally, but she is amazing.
She's amazing.
I see her
yes.
out often.
And not only that, she wants to give a voice to filmmakers
yes.
in Detroit. And she
yes.
does a wonderful job at it.
Yes.
And she's a positive person. So
she
I
is. Her energy
her.
Is very
I
good.
Love her.
The few
I
times
love
I've met her. She's amazing. What is it that you'd like us to know? What more would you like us to know about you?
Well, about me?
Yeah. That we don't know, that we don't get to see, like behind the scenes, like, you know, you tell these amazing stories and I've seen some of your work, but like, what is it that drives you to do? So we know you want to tell the stories, but like kind of what's your driving point?
I think, well, my driving point is that I just feel like I would like to leave a legacy for my children.
Mm.
I was a
do,
single.
Do either of them do film?
No,
at all.
God.
Okay.
My daughter's so far. Mom.
Okay.
You know, they're
okay.
so far removed from that.
Okay.
Like, my youngest, not so much, but definitely
yeah.
my oldest. Like,
yeah.
my oldest is a nursing student. and my youngest is studying criminal justice.
Got it.
So they're like, we're going to get real jobs. So, we're not talking artsy-fartsy stuff.
Right, right. Okay.
So, yeah,
okay.
They inspire me, and they're supportive. Yeah. And, you know, I feel like you should do what you enjoy
in life.
I agree. I want to do what I enjoy.
This is
fulfilling for me. Mm. I love to make people happy, and I would love to be able to give people opportunities by showcasing their films.
Beautiful. One more question. Who is your dream two people that you'd like to work with one day? Or sit in on a project, just kind of be in the same space.
Number one, Angela Bassett.
Oh, really?
Love her. Why? Because she's so strong. I don't know
she
if it's
is.
The character.
She is.
I feel like that's just her.
She is.
I really
she's
love
amazing.
Angela Bassett.
She's amazing.
Yeah, I would love to
and
work
she
with
brings
her.
Such value to anything that she touches. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, I would love to work with her. And who else would I love to work with? Right now, I love Shonda Rhimes a lot.
Yes.
I read her book, and that actually
I love her
my life.
Book, The Year of Yes. I love
she's
her book.
She's phenomenal. And just
Cheers.
Her growth as a person.
Exactly.
To share that
Exactly.
Journey.
I
yeah,
love
those
that.
Those are the two people I would think
I love
that.
They're
world.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. You're not going
to
put Denzel in there because
no,
Denzel was just
not.
Like my
favorite. Sorry.
Denzel, my guy. Okay. Okay. That's too funny. Anybody have any questions? Anything you want to share? Or
so we do have the audience.
Yes. Today, so yes.
Wonderful.
Anybody amazing.
Want to add anything? Or
anything?
Ask any questions?
Need to see.
And the camera is too.
Okay.
Right.
I do have a question.
Sure.
Would you be interested in filming children?
Oh, nice.
Because I saw, you know, there's an older gentleman and he's doing the tour in the film, and you're doing the work with older people, but.
Right.
Would you be interested?
Like an Idlewild period or just period?
Just period.
I would be open to interviewing children. I don't know. I've never really thought about it. You know, like in what capacity? Like just
like
asking a question?
I have a motive behind it.
Oh, okay. We get to
I love. Let's hear the motive. Let's hear the motive.
I'm going to work on this program for summer school.
Nice.
It will be minority girls. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
When you do decide, like some of them want to be astronauts.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because what you need, there's some skills you need to learn as a child.
It's so true.
It's not alarming.
It is so true.
As an adult minority woman, to expect.
Right. Yeah.
And so it's like, would be cool to have them understand.
It would be. Wow.
Well,
amazing.
That would be interesting. little people and me are cool.
Right.
Actually, I love working with kids. I did a project with the HALA Foundation. Have you heard of HALA? Heidelberg Arts Leadership Academy. Let me say it again. Heidelberg Arts Leadership Academy. And that's a program that a friend of mine who works with youth does. And she actually introduces them to arts and music and things like that. So, yeah. And they were a little bit older. They were like high school or something.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely open to working with children, especially at
and you will hear the most amazing stories.
Kids
they really are.
Cool.
Are. They have listened. You know, I mean, even from starting from small grade up to middle school, you will hear the most amazing stories because they are phenomenal. It's phenomenal storytellers. So that might be nice. That would be good.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
You had at the end of Idlewild, we had to be continued.
Mm.
So Mr. Childs have his house built that in?
Yes.
Or are you just going to show him building it or something like that?
Good question. So I am actually planning on taking another trip to Idlewild in May. This is April right now while we're filming this.
Right.
Because he has cleared the land.
Nice.
So that whole area doesn't have the trees anymore.
Wow.
And he's doing, I don't understand all the technical stuff,
right.
But they're doing something about the ground and lay it.
Okay.
And then, you know, the package for the thing will be coming soon. So, yeah, to answer your question, I do plan on filming as much of that as possible. And I want to follow his journey because I feel like that's so interesting.
It is an amazing project.
So interesting. So much
and so
backstory
needed.
behind the whole thing mm-hmm. that I know because mm-hmm. I've stayed in connection mm-hmm. with him.
Yeah.
And it's just really, I commend him for taking on something like that. And just like as you see, and
I agree.
I don't want to give away too much. But as you see in the film, you know, his spirit is in yeah. Idlewild. You
can see he loves really that place. Loves he Idlewild. Loves that place. Yeah. Is he working on that project solely himself?
He is. He has hired a contractor to do the digging thingy.
Got
whatever.
It. Got it.
But yeah, for the most part, he's doing it. So,
okay. Wow.
And I'm like, Charles, you know, homie, you know, we not as young as we used to be. He's like, oh, I can do it because, you know, he's a building engineer.
Oh, I did.
You know how men are. They're okay. Like, I can do this. Why would I pay him and I can do this? So,
wow.
You know, but yeah.
It is going to be a phenomenal project.
I think it's an awesome project. I'm excited to support and be a part of it as much as I can.
I love it. Anybody else? Any more? Anything else? Okay. Thank you so much. We congratulate you. I cannot wait to continue to follow your journey. Part two. And thank you again for coming to Coology. We can't hate. Part two. Definitely coming back. We have to have you back here.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Felicia.
Thank you.